Hi, this is a discussion for patients Calise Morgan, C-A-L-E-S-E-F-R-G-A-N, Calise Morgan, date of birth 7-12-2005, date of accident 7-20-2022, date of service is 7-25-2022, new patient visit. The patient has a chief complaint of pain in the neck and the lower back, caused by a motor vehicular accident on 7-20-2022. History of presenting illness. The patient reports that they were involved in an automobile accident on 7-20-2022 as follows. She was traveling as a front seat passenger with her dad, Mr. Justin Walker, who was the driver. They're traveling in a Chevy Tahoe on the front seat, and was collided with Chevy Impala as follows. They were traveling at 50 miles an hour eastbound Grand River when the other car came out of a small side street without stopping on a stop sign. In this process, Mr. Justin Walker hit his brake and tried to get out of the accident by swerving to the right to avoid the T-bone accident. However, the other car was still able to clip the front bumper and then disappeared or hit and run. The patient reported that they were wearing a seat belt. And airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. There was a hit. It was a hit and run accident, but the police didn't arrive. Ambulance didn't arrive. Patient did not go to the ER via ambulance or even later. The patient reports that there was no damage to the inside of the car. No windshield was broken. Seatbelt headrest was not broken. No other direct trauma happened. The patient did not hit into the headrest or into the steering wheel, and Mr. presenting illness patient started having headaches. Oh, sorry. History of presenting illness. Patient denied having any headaches or symptom of TBI, no headaches, and no dizziness, vertigo, vision problem, memory problem, balance problem, none of them are reported. No confusion, disorientation. The patient has pain symptoms and they are focused on the neck, traveling to the left shoulder, upper part of trapezius, as well as lower back on the left side. However, the patient reports that she has no problem in the shoulder. She can do the abduction all the way to 180 degrees, and only there is a tightness of the muscles, and it hurts her on turning the neck, especially to the left side. Pain level is 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. She reports that she can walk up to 3 to 4 blocks. Sitting is okay. Standing is okay. Sleep is 8 hours, and she's going to start school in September. There are no radiation of the pain from the neck and the lower back. The pains are continuous, and they are described as sharp, aching, pain level between 5 and 7, and the ADLs are affected around 2. Modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by bending and improved by lying down. No associated numbness, tingling, pains in needle, no associated muscle weakness or bladder bowel incontinence is reported. There is no suicidal thought, homicidal thought. Patient denies anxiety, depression, mood problem, sleep problem. In the past investigation, patient reports no investigation has been carried out. In the past treatment, no treatment has been obtained. System review, no positive history of in the past of medical problems, surgery history, past surgical history none, allergies none, family history. Mother is alive and father is alive, no medical problems. Siblings. One sister, two brothers, no medical problems. Patient does not have brother. One sister, 22-year-old, no problems. Relationship status, patient is single and goes to school. Employment status, patient is working at Subway and she lifts heavy boxes of 10 pounds to 15 pounds and employed part-time. Disability history, none. Legal history, patient has no attorney at this time. Personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 162 over 49. Pulse is 88. Pulse ox is 99. The height is 5 feet, 5 inches. Weight is 170. This is a 17-year-old African-American female of a average build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colony care. Sitting comfortably, well-dressed. Dress is good, hygiene is good. Patient is able to walk normally without any adaptive devices. There is no acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear severely anxious or lethargic. Rest of the physical examination, neurological examination, musculature examination, gait are from template, all completely normal. Musculoskeletal examination, the inspection palpation is from the template, completely normal. Spine tenderness, none is present. Paravertebral muscle spasm and is present in the left upper trapezius muscle between the neck and the shoulder with a few trigger points noticed. The paravertebral muscle spasm is not present, paravertebral muscle hypertonicity not present, spine tenderness is not present otherwise. Range of motion cervical spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion 40 and bilateral rotation is 80. Lumbar spine forward flexion is 30, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 15. Hyperextension is not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lermit test is negative, distraction test is negative, Soto Hall test is negative, myelopathy sign is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, Slum test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brudzinski-Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg raise test is negative, Berger test negative, Kemp test is negative, Babinski sign negative, sacroiliac joint, the left sacroiliac joint is slightly tender. Standing flexion test, iliac compression test, and distraction test is negative. Faber test is positive. Gonsalin test is positive. Trendelenburg sign is negative. The extremities examination is all completely negative. Please use the template. Diagnosis. General V89.2 XXT. Muscles M79.1, M60.9, M62.838. Ligaments M54.0. In the cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, F33.5 XXA. In the sacroiliac spine, M46.6, M54.17, F33.5 XXA. Plan of care for Kelly's Morgan is from the template. The treatment plan for Callis Morgan starts from the template. First paragraph, physical therapy, yes, please use the template. And non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications, patients provided following medication, which is meloxicam 7.5 milligram, one tablet a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 7.5 milligram, twice a day for help with the muscle relaxation. Voltaren gel 3% and lidocaine patch daily for topical pain relief. narcotic pain medication patient is provided with tramadol ER 100 mg only for pain PRN. Preferably not use it. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. And home exercise plan is yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club program, yes. The review of available MRI and other imaging records, none are available. International pain procedure, patient is recommended a injection to the trigger point in the left trapezius muscle upper fiber. If pains are not resolved in a week or 10 days by the therapy and topical pain relief. Surgical options, none. Referral to neuropsych, not warranted. Attended care, caseworker is not warranted. Past medical records, none are existing. Investigation, no investigation is being ordered. We're going to wait for 12 weeks to give proper therapy and go from there. If the pains are persisting, then maybe a MRI will be needed. DMEs, patients provided neck brace, back brace. Education is yes. Disability, the patient is provided disability for work and housework replacement and transportation. Although the patient is provided in light duty with 7-pound work weight restriction with intermittent breaks and no bending or twisting, squatting. Follow visit in 30 days. Personal support and contact is yes. Thank you.